Some of the water in the mine has been trapped down there for millions of years, seeping through cracks in the rocks. And while the team continues to search for gold, others are looking for something quite different. Special forms of life. Scientists have found life in some bizarre and extreme conditions in the past, like around deep sea vents. And in our continuing search for life on other planets, the extreme conditions inside our own planet may provide clues as to how life like this might survive. I met with Kay Kaloyo from the University of the Free State, who's looking for life deep underground.
In 2010, there was a paper that was published about a worm that was found in fish oil water in one of the mines. This is one of the biggest discoveries to date, because before that we've only found smaller life like bacteria, and then in this case it was a nematode, which is even a higher order microorganism. So that gave an indication that there could be different levels of life in extreme environments.
When we say extreme environments, where were these organisms found growing?
This was in a 2.3-kilometre depth mine in fish oil water of about 30 degrees. So when we talk about extreme environments, we're talking about in the deep mines where there's very little nutrients and the temperatures can go as high as 70 degrees Celsius.
So to find complicated life growing at those extreme temperatures, yes, in very nutrient-poor environments, yes, says there's something pretty special about those sorts of organisms.
Yes, it means that these organisms have genes that can help them make the kind of food they need. In the absence of sunlight and other sources, they can actually use the chemicals and the minerals in their elements to make their own food and survive these conditions.
How did they get here?
Well, the theory is that over millions of years ago, as the water gradually seeped down into the surface of the earth, and when you had seismic activities and the water was going down, some of these microorganisms came down with the water and they became trapped here for so long. And over time, they have been able to adapt to the conditions here.
How do you know that's how it happened and that, for instance, they didn't just arrive with the last rainstorm, washed in from above?
Okay, well, we'll do isotope analysis of the water as well, carbon-14 dating, to determine the age of the water. That tells us that some of the water samples that we've taken here are millions of years ago and sometimes even up to billions of years old.
So if the water's that old, the organisms must have been in it for at least that long?
Yes.
So why are you down this mine today?
We never pass a chance to take one or two samples because you never know where you find.
How are you doing that?
We have sterile Falcon tubes with us that we always carry, and that's for grab samples. If we find a seepage in the rocks, we can take some of the water samples, or if we find biofilm growing around the rocks, we take that and then we culture in the lab and see what's in there.
Because there's some water dripping down over here. Is this of interest?
We think it might be fish oil water. We need to ask the geologists to confirm that. But when we see water coming out of the rock surface like this, it's probably old water that's seeping out. And then what you see on the surface of the rocks, like the brown color and the black color, we think that's microorganisms that are growing on the rock and also using the nutrients from the water to survive. So over time, they form a film on the rock of different colors, black or brown or white or pink, depending on the kind of nutrients that they're using. So for us, this is easy for us to collect and understand what the microbial diversity is.
Do you have a lot of contamination from microorganisms brought here by us?
Yes, because there's a lot of human activity, mining activity around here, and especially the places where there's been a lot of development, then most times we find microorganisms that have come from human activities, even sometimes common microorganisms like E. coli. We find them in these water samples. So we have to be really careful what we see is originally from the mine and what's from the surface.
Should we grab a sample?
Yes. Even very little water samples can yield a lot of information about the microorganisms. So I'm just going to scrape some of the brown color. I don't know if you can smell a little bit of hydrogen sulfide. If you come
it does smell a bit sulfurous, yeah.
I'm going to scrape some of the black color because we think that could be sulfate-reducing bacteria.
And why do you think the sulfur is important?
Because usually what you find in the gold mines is a lot of pyrites and sulfates as well. And, you know, that's also associated with the gold.
So the bacteria are using the sulfates
as
a food source?
Yes.
Because they're obviously not able to rely on energy coming from the sun. They have to get their food chemically.
From what's around them, yes. You find some of them use the sulfates, some use the iron as well, and some use perhaps the nitrates.
What are the implications of this discovery?
Well, because of the conditions that we're finding some of these microorganisms in, for instance, the ones we find in high sulfate areas in the gold mines, we are able to use some of these microorganisms for cleaning things up, like acid mine drainage and things like that. Also, we use them for green technologies, taking away more chemicals and using biological agents.
As the vice president of the company has just pointed out, can you not discover a strain of organism that will eat gold and then poo it out in the right place to make their job a lot easier?
Well, that's some of the research that we're doing, where we have microorganisms that can bioaccumulate the gold, and then we can extract the gold from the microorganism. As one of them pointed out, that in places where they cannot really reach or are too dangerous, is it possible for us to use microorganisms? That's the next level that we're looking at. We have some bench scale applications of this where we've seen it happen, not just gold, but copper and some other minerals. So taking it to bigger levels and really showing that it can work is what we're looking at now.
Can it be scaled industrially to match what these guys do with drills and diggers?
Well, that's going to take a lot of time. You know, microorganisms work at their own pace. Over time, we can use it for small scale applications, but right now, it cannot match what these guys are doing. But give us some time and we might be able to apply it to those processes.
So watch this space, you could say.